question.
Left off with the question last time. It's not directly negated Tosis, but it connects to the issues of Tosis in any event. Rashi and Chav Beis Amud Beis holds that according to Beleza, that in Mesir Karsi, Rashi seems to say pretty clearly that the only reason why you have to eat in Mesir at all is because of the Dovah Sheberva. Dovah Dovah Mimoman. The Gerishin itself is a Dovah Sheberva, it has to have Edim present by the Gerishin. But the Shtar, per se, does not need to have any Edim at all. Ashviyish, though, you don't have to have any Edim. It's also the sheet of the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Kufayim, Matt Mufurish, that the Edim, according to Abelezer, the get doesn't need to have any Edim at all. Just have to have Edim Messiah, because need Edim, Sheyodim, that Sheyodim, Shehim is Gareshis. The question is, the Gemara on Pevov, the Gemara that Tosis brings is the basis, as the right as you say, the Gemara on Pevov says, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that if you have Shnei Gittim Shinesarbu, the Mishnah said Shnei Gittim Shinesarbu, Nisim Shneim Lazu, Vishneim Lazu. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Masnisim Leiker Beloza. According to Beloza, you need to have an Asinu Lishma. Halo Yodi Behemenai Magasha. They don't know which get she's being miscarriages with. But Bai's Chalak, Bai says, no, even according to Beloza, Nidik Siva Lishma Boy, Nisinu Lishma Loi Boy, Ni Boy. But Kalpanim Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that according to Beloza, you can't do such a thing of Nisim Shneim Lazu, Vishneim Lazu. Because layodi behemenei megasha, it lacks in the sinu l'shma. So the machlokes is shown in pshat in that gemara. The Ramban learns the namagash that it means that the person who's doing the nesina, the shliach who's giving the get, doesn't know with which get he's being megash. So the ma'ase nesina therefore is not being done l'shma. Tosis learns that it's going on the edim asira. Layodi behemenei the edim asira don't know behemenei megasha. Nochem said that it's totally in the gish in the gemara. Tosis quotes the Gemara, that's how we have the Gersa of Loyodi. They don't know. They, meaning the Edim Asira. The Ramban, when he quotes the Gemara, says Loyodiyah. Quotes the Gemara, Loyodiyah. So Rav Nachum pointed out, apparently the Ramban, the Gersa is Lashitosai. The Ramban is going on the Shliach, so it's not Loyodi. Loyodiyah is not known to the person who's doing the Masira with which get he's being Megarsh. But Tosis learns Loyodi, Behemenei Megarsh, the Edim Asira don't know. Since the Edim Asira don't know Behemenei Megarsh. So therefore it lacks in the scene of Lishma. We already talked in Tosfos, what's the Tzir Fatayim? Rashi learns like, that's not Negetos right now so much. But the fact, the bottom line is that Rashi, that Tosfos learns that Layodi Behemenei Megash is going on the Edei Mesira, since the Edei Mesira don't know Behemenei Megash, so it lacks, therefore, in the Lishma. Rashi there in Pevov says Beferish like Tosfos. Layodi Behemenei Megash, Rashi learns, is referring to the Edei Mesira. And Rashi explains, and therefore it's not a Nesina Lishma of Lureris. So all the elements they have in Tosis, you have there in Rashi as well. That it's talking about the Edom Asira. It lacks in Lishma the Edus of the Edom Asira, since the Edom Asira don't know with which get she's being miscarriages, so it lacks in the Edus of the Asira is not Lishma. And since the Edus is not Lishma, so presumably that means that the get is not Lishma, because it's the Edus that creates the get. So the Shaila is, Tinich, if you hold that the Edom Asira are making the get, they make the Ashviyish, they're the Ashviyish Torah, the Edom Asira create the get, and a get has to be lishma. So I understand the Edim Asira are, since they're not being made, their edus is not an edus mevureris. It's not an edus. It therefore does not count as an edus lishma. The edus somehow, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, has to be lishma. That means it has to be an edus mevureris. How is an edus lishma? By being mevureris, they know for which lady for which husband and for which wife the get was written. So that's an edus mevureris lishma. So Tinach, if you hold that Edim Asira creating the get, I understand that Edim Asira have to be made Lishma. There's a concept of, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, at least there's a concept of Edim Asira being made Lishma. But according to Rashi and Nefchav Beis, the Edim Asira are not necessary for the Shviyish Torah at all. The Edim Asira are only there for the Kiyam of the Dovah Sheberva. The Dovah Sheberva, the Kiyam of the Dovah Sheberva doesn't have to be Lishma. Lishma is Aloch in the get. The get has to be Vechos of Lo Lishma. The get has Aloch of Lishma. But the din of Dovah Sheberva in general, that Gerishin is Dovah Sheberva and has to have Edus, what does it have to do with Lishma? Eidah Kiddushin, it has to be, they have to have an Eidah's Muvareris Lishma. So Shemanim Eilim, they don't know which ring she's being miscarriages with. It's going to be, it'll lack an Eidah's Muvareris Lishma. About it, Lishma's Halacha. We'll see in Taisis as well, in Mitzvah Shem soon. Lishma's Halacha in the get. It's not Halacha, it's Halacha, it could be Halacha in the Eidah's of the get. If the Eidah of the get, they're making the get. So I could understand that the Eidah Messiah might have to have an Eidah's that's Muvareris Lishma. But according to Rashi and Chav Beis, that the Edus of the Edim Asir are not creating the get at all. They really have nothing to do with the get. The Eidim Mesira simply Eidus and the Gerishim, because the Gerishim is a Dovah Sheberva. So why should that have to be Lishma? Lishma is Halacha in the Get. It's not Halacha in the Gerishim. The Get has to be created Lishma. V'chosav lo Lishma. That was the kash with which we left off. Yeah.
Even in terms of the Ma'aseh Nesimah, the Gemara does talk about the Nesimah of the Torah as Gerishim, as opposed to other kinds of Nesimah. Could be the Ma'aseh Nesimah also means Lishma or something.
But where would that come from? The Torah, the pasuk of the Chosav is a pasuk by the Get. It's hard to imagine.
There's a separate thing. The Ma'aseh Gerishim also has to be Lishma. Right?
But where did that come from? That's a very hard thing to say. That the Maisa Gerishin has to be Lishma. That Rabbi Yomi held the Maisa Gerishin has to be. We'll see Mitzvah Shem and Tosis in a few minutes. That was pushed by Tosis. That the Maisa Gerishin does not have to be Lishma. The Eidus has to be Lishma. But not the Dovah Shebe'erva. It's very hard to. L'chayr, but Pashtus is. L'chayr, we'll assume certainly this way. That's the Pashtus. That the Chosav of Lishma is Alach in the Get. But in the Kima Dovah, the Dovah Shebe'erva, why should that be true? So. I think the Teretz is we had a different problem in Rashi. We asked the Steer in Rashi enough you know basis before they didn't see our lash of Ishtar. They may see our mashu Ishtar. So how does that work with Rashi and Chabez? So I said last week with the Goyin that I thought the Goyin was the Pesach to understand Rashi. The Goyin says the Goyin sheet is that Eidei Chasim never have to chasim l'shma. According to Rabbi Lezer, you never have to have Eidei Chasim l'shma, even if the Eidei Chasim are being encouraged to get. You don't have Eidei Mesir at all. You're relying purely on the Eidei Chasim. The Goyin's going l'shit sarif, that even according to Rabbi Lezer, Eidei Chasim could also work. Says the Goyin nonetheless, the Eidei Chasim don't have to chasim l'shma. So the Goyin says, because according to Rabbi Lezer, the Eidei Chasim are only midin shtaris. Only midin shtaris. So I said, what's the pshat in the Goyin? Apparently the Goyin holds that the get, the krisus of the get, is only what's included in v'chosav. What lies outside of the v'chosav is not part of the krisus of the get. You may need it to create a shtar. Eidei Mesira may be necessary to create a shtar. A shtar that doesn't have an eidus at all, it may not be a shtar. But if v'chosav is not going on, but according to Abelezer, v'chosav is the ksivas haget, the kairis is the nusach of the get, not the eidus at all, even though to create a shtar you have to have eidus. But a get doesn't have to be a shtar. No, according to Belezer, a get does not have to be a shtar. According to Belezer, that's I think what the Goyin is saying. According to Belezer, there's a iron curtain between dine get and dine shtar. Avada, the shtar has to have edim, because otherwise it's not a shtar. You want to use the shtar l'raya, so you have to have edim. You want to use the shtar l'raya, it has to have a din shtar, you have to have edim. You want to use the shtar for the kiyum of the dovah shebe'erva. According to the Rif, the Rambam, how you mekayim the dovah shebe'erva, the noedim esira. Taisol, you always have to have Eidei Mesira for the Kiyum of the Dovah Shebe'erva. The Rif and the Rambam hold that for the Kiyum of the Dovah Shebe'erva, it's enough for Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima could be Mekayim the Dovah Shebe'erva. We'll talk about that also in Mitzvah Shem today. Apparently, because you have Eidei Shebe'shtar, Eidei Shebe'shtar could be Mekayim the Dovah Shebe'erva. Eidei Shebe'shtar is also Eidei. For those halachas, you have to have Eidei Mesira. To create a star, Leraya, to create a star that it should be called that I have your Eidei for the Kiyum of the Dovah Shebe'erva, all of those things go under the heading of Din Shtaris. But that's not the Krisus. The Krisus, according to Blazer, is the Nusach of the Get itself. The Nusach of the Get itself is not the star. It's not the Eidus of the Shtar. So that's what the Goyin is saying. Since the Kohen Terebel Ezer, the Eidim of the Shtar are only Midin Shtars, the Eidim Mesira, or if you don't have Eidim Mesira, then the Eidim Chasima, whichever Eidim you're relying upon, are Midin Shtars. So they don't have to be Lishma, because they have nothing to do with the Krisus. So the V'chosav has to be Lishma. V'chosav is the Nusach of the Get, the Kohen Terebel Ezer. The Eidus of the Shtar, that's Midin Shtars, but it doesn't go into V'chosav, it's not part of the Krisus, therefore it doesn't have to be Lishma. That's what we saw in the Goyin. So I said, that's Pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi holds that according to Blazer, you don't have to have Eidei Mesira. Rashi agrees that without Eidei Mesira, it's not a shtar. La shvui shtar, why do you have to have Eidei Mesira? That's what Rashi says in the Yudim at Beis. The Eidei Mesira, mashvili shtar. Just Rashi in Chod Beis holds, who says a get has to be a shtar? According to a mayor, a get has to be a shtar because the v'chosev is going in the chasimah, on the Eidush of a shtar. According to Blazer, the v'chosev is going in the nusach get, not in the Eidush of a shtar. Therefore, a get does not have to be a shtar. I said, why do you have to have Eidei Mesira at all? Says Rashi, you need Eidei Mesira for the kiyum of the dovah shebe'erva. The Rif holds that the Chasima could be Mekayim the Dovah Shebe'erva. That's all under the heading of the Dovah Shebe'erva. But for the Krisus, all you need is the Nusach HaGet itself. So Rashi Nafiyud is talking about Shtar Kinyan. This is all stuff that we said last week. Rashi Nafiyud is talking about the Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan, Avada has to be a Shtar. So there Rashi is right. Eidei Mesira, Mashvili Shtar. What creates a Shtar to make a Kinyan? Eidei Mesira. Without Eidei Mesira, you don't have Eidus. Without Eidus, you don't have a Shtar. Because a Shtar is Eidus B'Ksav. That's what Shtar is. A Shtar is Eidus. But for krisus, who says? But krisus, the get krisus, the vechasavla, the get krisus has nothing to do with the edim shebishtar, and therefore the edim are nothing to do with the krisus. That's what we said in Rashi. So lefizeh, go a step further, it will come out that this is all only because we hold like Abaye that vechasav is only going on the ksiva saget. When the Torah said vechasav, it meant the ksiva. So the mele, the whole krisus is the nusach haget. The edus have nothing to do with the krisus. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, holds that when the Torah said lo lishma, it's going on the venosan too. That's the goof of the machlokes of Yirmiyahu and Abai. Which parts of the get have to be lishma? Abai holds only the ksiva has to be lishma. Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds that the nesino also has to be lishma, which means according to Rashi and Tosis that the edim esira have to be made and edus muvaris lishma. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the nesina saget, that means the edim esira have to be lishma. If the Eidim Asira have to be Lishma, that means that according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Eidim Asira are part of the krisis of the get. The same as according to Rabbi Meir. Just like according to Rabbi Meir, that's for sure, the Eidim Chasima have to chasim Lishma, because according to Rabbi Meir, the Eidim Chasima are part of the krisis of the get. The krisis is the Eidim Chasima, the Eidim Shebishtar. According to Rabbi Lezer, we hold like Abaye that it's not true. We hold like Abaye that the Eidim is, that when the Torah said Lishma, it wasn't going on the Nesina, it wasn't going on the Eidim Asira, it's only going on the Vechosav. And the Nusach Haget. And therefore, the Eidim Asir have nothing to do with the Krisus. If the Eidim Asir have nothing to do with the Krisus, then for the Inyan, the Krisus, you don't need them. You only need them for the Kiyam of the Dovah Shebe'erva. But that's only according to Abaye. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, that Lishma is going on Menosan, which according to Rashi and Tosfos means on the Eidim Asir. The Ramban is going on the Maisan Asina. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, when Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds that the Lishma is going on the Eidim Asir, that the Nosan law, that the Nesina has to be law, Rabbi Yirmiyahu learns up the pasuk that the nesina has to be lishma. That means the eidim esira have to be made and eidim muveris lishma. That gufa means that the eidim esira are part of the krisus. If the eidim esira are part of the krisus, so then the taka have to be lishma. The kasha was right, but it's not a kasha because that's gufa the machlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Abaye. Okay, that's as far as that's concerned. Now let's go on to Tosfos. V'oidrogel Rabbeinu Tam Leimer. You have it? 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. The middle of the line. So Tosfos so far was miyasid his shita that according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Asira Karsi means Eidim Asira Dafka Karis, and you cannot rely on the Eidim Chasima. Is it a raya from the Gemara Daf Pei Vav? The Gemara says according to Rabbi Elazar, you need a Nesina. According to Rabbi Yirmiyahu says in Pei Vav, you need by Shnei Gitim Shnei Sarvu. It's no good because Eidim Mesira don't know Behemina Yamagasha. Obviously, you have to have Eidim Mesira. If you don't have to have Eidim Mesira, then what's the problem? You rely on the Eidim Chasima. It's a raya that you always have to have Eidim Mesira. V'oid, the Yogul Rabbeinu Tam Leimer. Tais is another chiddush. Another reason why you have to have Eidim Mesira. You have to have Eidim Mesira l'maisa by every gerishin. A, because Tais holds that according to Blazer, you need Eidim Mesira. La Shavuot Yishtar, without Eidim Mesira, you don't have a shtar. Not like the Shita of the Ruf from the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam says another reason why by every gerishin you have to have Eidim Mesira. The Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Leimer, the Afilu Rav Meir, even according to a Meir, that you don't need any Mesir Lashvei Shtar. The star is created with Eidei Chasimo. Boy, Eidei Meshas Nesina Saget, the Endova Shebeva Pochus Mishnai. Because of the Din of Dova Shebeva, for the Kim of the Dova Shebeva, you have to have Eidei by the Mesir Saget. So even according to a Meir, that you don't need Eidei Mesir Lashvei Shtar, you have to have Eidei Mesir anyway by a Gerishin, besides the Eidei Chasimo. It's according to a Meir, you're going to have both. You're going to have Eidei Chasimo Lashvei Shtar. And in addition, you have to have Eidim Asir for the Kiyam of the Dovah Shebe'er. Whereas according to Abelezer, you have to have Eidim Asir for the Dovah Shebe'er. They'll work Lashvi Yishtar as well. But the bottom line is that you're going to have to always have Eidim Asir. So the Chayra, if that's the case, so if Tosfos is telling me that even according to Rameyer, you have to have Eidim Asir, so what do you do with the Gemara in Pevav? The Gemara in Pevav says that according to Rameyer, Nois and Shneim Lezu, Vishneim Lezu. Why don't you have the problem with Loyodi Eidim Asir Meher? If now Tosfos is telling me that even according to Meher you have to have Eidim Asir, so what happened to the problem of Loyodi Eidim Asir Behem and Ayamagasha? The Eidim Asir don't know with which get she's being miscarriages. So how's it? But up till now we thought, according to Meher, you don't have to have any Eidim Asir. Only according to Blazer you have to have Eidim Asir. The Eidim Asir you have to know Behem and Ayamagasha. But now the Rabbeinu Tam is being Mechadish, so even according to Meher you have to have Eidim Asir, at least for the Kiyam of the Dovah Shebe'erva. So what do you do again with the Tosfos just got finished with the Gemara Daf Pei Vav? What do you do with the Gemara Daf Pei Vav? There it says that according to a Meir, Nosin Shneim Lezu V'Shneim Lezu. Not according to Abelezer, because Layode Edim Messir, Behem and Emagasha. But according to Rebbe, you also have to have Edim Messir.
Yeah, but the Edim Messir aren't just the Slaray, they don't have to be the
Shmak,
they're not being on the.
So Teretz is Poshut. Abraham brings this from Ephraim, but the Emesis is another Poshut. But Kasha doesn't start. I mean, it's according to Rabbi Lezer, you need Eidim Messiah for that Shvuy Shtar. The Eidim Messiah create the Shtar. Since the Eidim Messiah create the Shtar, they have to be made Lishma. Because, but according to Rabbi Meir, that the Shtar is created with Eidim Chasima, and the Eidim Messiah only for the Kim of the Dovah Shebeerva. The Eidim Messiah only Mekayim the Dovah Shebeerva. Who says they have to be Lishma? Lishma is Aloch in the Get, it's not Aloch in the Gerishim. You know, this is Mamish Devot that I said before for Dovah Poshut. You see it in Taisus. Even the Aloch of Lishma is Aloch in the Get. According to Abelez, you need Eidim Messiah to create the get. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmi holds that Eidim Messiah, they're part of the Krisus. They have to be made. They have to have an Eidim Muveres Lishma. According to Meir, the get is created with Eidim Chasim alone. The Eidim Messiah have nothing to do with creating the get. By other shtoris, by Almo, according to Meir, you have only Eidim Chasim. You don't have to have Eidim Messiah. Here you have to have Eidim Messiah inside the Gerish, not inside the get, because the Gerish is a Dovah Shebeerva. That doesn't have to have Lishma any more than Kiddushin has to be Lishma. So Taisus holds that Gerishin is a Dovah Shebeerva. It needs Eidim for the Kima of the Dovah Shebeerva. Besides the Eidim that you need Lashvi Yishtar, as according to Taisus, it comes out that you need Eidim Messir for two reasons. You need Eidim Messir, number one, because we hold like Abelezer, and a Shtar needs Eidim Messir. Taisus Shita is that Eidim Messir Dafka Karsi, not like the Rif and the Ram, that it's Afilu Eidim Messir. You have to have Dafka Eidim Messir. So that's one reason why every get has to have Eidim Messir. But in addition, you have to have Eidim Messir because get is a Dovah Shebeerva, and Eidim Dovah Shebeerva Pachos Mishnayim. Tosfos going to explain later on. There's a makom lachalak. There's a makom lachalak rather. There's a makom to say maybe it gets not a dovah shebeerva. The Gemara says in kiddushin that the reason why hodos baldin doesn't help by kiddushin is because it's chav lacher. So you could say the Rashi Yivam Astake has a shita that by a get it's not chav lacher. Who's chav from the gerushin? On the contrary, it's everybody else. Kiddushin is chav lacher because now nobody else can marry her. Gerushin is not chav lacher. Gerushin is it's good for the world because now there's another eligible girl on the market. So maybe it's not chav lachem, maybe it doesn't need Eidim for the kiyum of the Dovah Shebeerva. Taisa says in the Hemshech that it is a chav lachem, it's chav for kainim. Because the kainim, maybe they're waiting for him to die, and now they can't marry anymore, because now she's a Megureshet. So l'chor, that's Taisa l'shitasi. Mele, Eidim Hidas Baldin won't work for the Dovah Shebeerva. You have to have Eidim Dafka. The Ram also holds the shita that you have to have the Gerishin as a Dovah Shebeerva, and needs to have Eidim l'kiyum HaDovah. The Ram writes in Perek Aleph of Gerishin, Aloch Yid Gimel, that the reason why a get has to have Eidim is because the Lashon Ram is Efshar Shetehei Hayoyim Esesish Ulamachar Muteres V'lo Eidim. A woman can't go from being an Esesish to being a Pnuya without Eidim, without Eidim. Which is an interesting way of expressing the idea, but clearly seems to convey the idea of Ein Dovah Shebeerva Pachos Mishtayim. To take an Isra Esesish and remove it and turn an Esesish into a Pnuya, that requires Eidim. No, the Ram doesn't say it's Mitzad Ashtar. The Ram doesn't say you need Eidim Isir Mid Lashvi Ashtar, or you need Eidim Lashvi Ashtar. The Ram says you need Eidim for the Kim of the Dovah Shebeerva. So that's like Tosis, and to this extent it's like Tosis, that you see also in the Ram the idea that Gerishin is a Dovah Shebeerva, and needs to have Eidim for the Kim of the Dovah Shebeerva, and the Ram writes, therefore a Shtar has to have Eidim, therefore a Get has to have Eidim, because the Eshish Tei Yoyim Esesish Ulamacha Muteres V'lo Eidim. The question is, if the Rambam is maskim to Tosfos, maskim to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gerishin is a Dovah Shebeerva. So you tell me, so what's the kasha? What does Rambam hold in the basic issue of Tosfos? Do you need Eidim Messir by a get? The Rambam holds Af Eidim Messir kasha, the Rambam holds Eidim Chasim and Ami kasha, the Rambam holds like the Rif, that you could give a get with Eidim Chasim without any Eidim Messir. So the Rif himself, you could say, maybe holds Gerishin not a Dovah Shebeerva, so you don't need Eidim Lekim a Dovah. The Ram says if it that you need Eidim Lekim Adover. The Ram says that's why a get has to have Eidim. Because so how can the Ram hold that Eidim Chasim alone are good enough? So what do you have to say? How should the answer? That Eidim Chasim are the Eidim of the Dovah Shebeerva. Because that's Mukhuch in the Ram. That the Eidim Chasim could serve as the Eidim on the Dovah Shebeerva too. Why not? After all, they are Edom. They're Edom Shevishtar. They're Edom B'Ksav. But they are Kosher Edom. I mean, they're Isa the Kosher. I mean, there is such a thing as a Shtar. Shtar is Edos. So who says it has to be Edos of Edom Assyria, living, breathing Edom? Why can't it be Edos B'Ksav? Edos B'Ksav is a Mekayim Ledovah Shebeva. That was Poshut Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Tam held it's not true. Rabbeinu Tam held that Edom Chasima cannot be Mekayim Ledovah Shebeva. They may work for that Shvi Yishtar, according to the Meir. But for the Kima Ledovah Shebeva, you have to have living, breathing Edom. And the Rambam holds that even for the Kima Ledovah Shebeva, you have to have Edom Ledovah Shebeva. The Rambam agrees. But the Rambam holds that Edi Chasima could also serve that function. It doesn't have to be Edis Balpe, it could be Edis Piksal. And the truth is, the Taka needs a Hezbo. Why Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree to that? Why does Rabbeinu Tam take for granted that if you need Edim for the Dovah Shebeva, but it has to be Edim Asir, not Edi Chasima? What's wrong with Edi Chasima? Edi Chasima, good Edim. Edi Chasima, good Edim for Kinyan. Edi Chasima, good Edim for Ashvi Yishtar. I mean, they do. It is an Edus. But what are the Edom made? The Edom Chasima say that there was that she became with Teres Lecholodim. The Raya Moshe, we rely on the Edom Chasima. Tosis holds you could use the Tosis agrees that Leraya you could use the Edom Chasima to be made that this woman was miscarriage. She could get married on that basis. So why does Tosis? I mean, you're right, but the Shailas just needs to be flipped. You're right. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Edom Chasima are not being made in the Gerit. Are not being made in the Gerishin itself. That's why they don't work for the Dovah Shebeva. But why aren't they made in the Gerishin itself? You see, Leraya they're made in the Gerishin itself. What's the? Not so much a kasha. I just want to walk through what's the machlokes here. What are the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam arguing about? So you could say that maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds that Edom Asir have to be, it's not enough to have Edos Biksav. I need to have living Edom. Could be. But it's hard a little bit to say that. If it's a kosher, L'chayr, the reason for, out of a chayr, right, the Ksois writes, that the reason why you need Edom L'kim HaDover is because you need to be able to be Mevar HaDover L'achazma. You need to be able to have the Bir of Edom later. Kiddushin can't just be a Dovah Shebeva B'chal, Kiddushin Gerishin can't just be a tree that fell in a forest and nobody knows about it. Yeshua writes this way. It has to be that it's Yochel Izbar, that we have a way to be Mavar that this event happened. So how are we Mavar? The Bir Midaraisa, the real Bir that the Torah requires, Dovah Dovah Mimaman, is the Bir of Edus. So Edus, in order for Kiddushin to happen, you have to have it has to be susceptible, verifiable. Kiddushin is not verifiable. No, but we have known that it happened. It's not a Kiddushin. How is it verifiable? The degree of verification that we need, not chazok, is not right. We need the verification of the full verification of edus. But why can edus shebiksav fill that function? Edus shebiksav isn't edus; it doesn't lack an edus. What? Yeah. That what? Okay, that's very. That's all right, maybe, but that's like the wrong way. I'm not sure about the. I'm not sure about the. I don't even know if the Ram holds like that.
Right, you have to ask the Chazal and the Rav Chaim, is that if the Ram holds that Edei Chasima can create, like how can Edei Chasima create? There's no.
Right. Yeah. I'm asking. Okay, that's a whole shmuz by itself. Yeah, I don't know that the Rav Chaim is Edom for the Das. I think the probably the pashut answer, which I think some of you are saying, is that Tosus holds that the Chasima, since they did not see the Gerishin, and this goes to a basic shaila. Really, this is what I want to get to. There's a basic shaila in Edei Chasima, which the Chayim discuss. What exactly Edei Chasima made it on? Let's say by a kinyan. Take a pashut the case, a kinyan. Sodei mechurulach. Edei Chasima sign on the star. It says Sodei Mechurloch. The star is now Biara Kaina. Now we have a star. It tells me that there was a kinyan over here. What's the content of the Edis of the Edei Chasima? So one possibility, of course, is to say they're made on the kinyan. That's what the star says. The star says that there was a kinyan. Sodei Mechurloch. That's what the Edim signed onto. That's what they affixed their signatures to. So we could say that's the Edis. That's the content of the Edis of the Edei Chasima. Rav Chaim and Sefer Rashi Beferish that Edei Chasima are made on the kinyan itself. Even though they didn't see the kinyan, Edei Chasima saw. When Edei Chasima signed, there wasn't yet a kinyan. The kinyan happens when the star is given over to the lekeach. The Nechassim are not even there. They could write a star for the Mechir even if the Lekeach is not present. So how could they be made on the how could they be made on the Kinyan itself? So Rav Chaim says, Nesivus also talks in this vein, that it's a Hilchas Shishu B'Shtar. That's the Chiddush of Shtar. That since the Eidei Chassimah, as long as they see the Dasim is Chayiv, they put their signatures on the paper, they're made, the Chiddush of Shtar is that once the Shtar is given over to the Lekeach, the Eidei Chassimah are made on the Kinyan itself. So there is a Kosov. That's the Eidei Chassimah. They're able to, even though they didn't, the living Eidei Chassimah, the people who put the names on the paper, didn't see the Kinyan. But now that, but they, all they saw was the Dasim is Chayiv, but that's the Chiddush of Shtar. And now the chasimus are made on the kinyan. Now the chasimus are biyad alakech, and it was all done in the seder of shtar with dasim eschayim and so on. So now the chasimus are made on the kinyan itself.
They die before the
No, I don't know. The nesivus has a chiddush. The nesivus holds that if they became possible before the nesina, then it doesn't work, because the eidus happens b'shas the nesina. If they die, it also won't work. Dead people are also probably possible ladies.
The Kshos asks on the Nesius, which says that it can't be because if they die, of course, it's getting kosher.
Yes, that's maybe the Shaka Vatari. You don't have to go so far. We could say even if they die, we don't have to go. We could say that the Nesius, not, you know, we could say not like the Nesius. We could say if they became possible or if they die, that doesn't. Once they put the name on the Chasim has a life of its own. Even though the Eidim themselves may be possible, maybe the Nesivus holds that even if the Eidim become possible, if it's no good, they have to be kosher till they're Mesir, because the Eidus happens b'shas ha-Mesir. But even if we'll say not like that Chiddush of the Nesivus, we'll say no, if they became, it doesn't matter. The Chasima exists now independently of the Eidim who created it. But the Chasima is made, that's the Hilchus of Shtar, that's the Halach of Shtar, that the Chasima is made on the Kinyan itself. And that's one possibility. The second possibility is that the Eidim are made are nothing but the Dasa Mischayev. They're made that the Mischayev, the Moicher, let's say, in the case of a Kinyan, the Moicher told them to put the signatures on a Shtar, and the Moicher committed himself that this Shtar, once it will be B'yad HaLakeach, will be an instrument of Raya, will be an instrument of Kinyan. That's what they're made on. They're made on that fact that the Moicher was Mischayev to create a Shtar, and they thereby create a Shtar, and that's the end of their Eidus. And then the star is Be'ad al-Kech, and that's really just it's an ansadi. We assume that the star went Mi'ad al-Mech, Mi'ad al-Kech, and therefore the star now serves as a raya, it serves its function. But the Eidus Shaboy, the content of the Eidus, is only on the commitment of the Mecha. The Mecha committed himself that he's creating a star. And that's what the Eidim are made on. That's what the Eidim are made on, and then the star serves as a star serves. But what the Eidim are made on is only on the Dasim Mischayim. It could be that that's the machlokes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. Saying B'derech Eshu, this is a very big raid. We're not going to come to something definitive, but it could very well be that that's the machlokes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Eidei Chasim are made on the Kinyan itself. So in the case of Gerushin, the Eidei Chasim are made on the Gerushin itself. That's the Hilchos Shishu B'Shtar, that the Eidei Chasim are made on the Gerushin. They're made on the Gerushin, so I have Eidus on the Gerushin. So what more do I need? It's a Dovah Shebev. I need Eid. What does Dovah Shebev require? That I have Eidus on the Gerushin. The Ram holds Eidei Chasim are made on the Gerushin. So that's sufficient for the Dovah Shebev. Why should I need anything more? Whereas Tosfos perhaps holds that Eidei Chasim are made on nothing more than the Dasim Eschayev. They're made that the Meicher created an instrument of Eschayevus. Or they're made that the Baal created a get. There was a Dasim Eschayev. You need the Baal. You need the Dasim Eschayev to create a get. He's the Baal HaGet, the Baal HaShtar. You need the Baal to create the Shtar. The Eidim are made that the Baal created a Get. But how do we know that the Get got Liyad HaYisha? From Miyada, 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 Baal Liyad HaYisha. That's not Eidus. That's maybe it's a Umduna, it's an Ansadi, it's other Rais. But it's not Eidus. That's not good enough for Dovah Sheber. But for Dovah Sheber, we need to have Eidim who saw the Maisa Gerish.
What?
You mean that a Rai is good enough for a Kiyum of
Dovah Shebev? Right, I mean, the Ksos uses the Yisod to explain the Ran, so if you...
Yes, so maybe Taish Shechelik on that.
It also holds what?
That an Ansari is not good enough, you need Eidim.
Because...
That says in Dovah Mimama. That's like for Kiyum of Dovah Shebev, you need Eidus. Maybe an Ansari is not good enough. You mean an Ansari should be Eidus?
Like
that word that an Ansari works as Eidus, maybe the Ksos doesn't have.
But you're still saying that the Ksos in terms of the function of Eidim, of Yiddik
Yeah, I'm saying the fact, the function of Edim is to be made on the Dasim is Chayef. How do we know that the get ever got to anybody else? That's only an Ansadi, it's a Mutzakus. It's a Umdana. And the Tosis holds that Umdan is not good enough to be Mekayim Adav
Shebera. And Edikim requires, it's also just to prove the Darash Re'erva, but I need real Edim, I can't use any other form.
Right, I can't use an Umdana to prove it. That, you need to have Edim to be Mekayim Adav Shebera. Whereas the Ram holds, the Ram could hold like the Tosis, but the Ram could... Ram's not mashmal like the Tzoyis. The Ram says you need to have Edim because it's mashmal the Ram that you need to have Edis on the Dovish and the Nesina, but they and the Gerishin. But you have Edis on the Gerishin because the Chasim are made on the Gerishin. We'll see going forward if this will be helpful or not. Agavucha, there's another har in the Ramam. The Ram, this Ram that I told you, Eshteyom Masulam Ochum Materis Bleidim. So we can be daik in the Ram in two things. First of all, we can be daik what we just said, that Edi Chasim are good enough for the Dovah Shebeir, but not like Rebbeinu Tam. But it's also Lachayim and daik in the Ramam. The Ram is mashma that the only reason why you need Edim in a get is because of Dovah Shebeir. Because the Ram is explaining why a get has to have Edim, not necessarily Edim Masira. The Ram is Mechadish Davke Edim Masira. The Ram doesn't have to be Edim Masira. It has to be Edi Chasim or Edim Masira. Ram is explaining why does a get have to have Edim at all? Says the Rambam, because otherwise he eshishtei yom masur l'mochum materes blayed. So what's the kasha in the on the Ram? You tell me what's the horror here in the Ram? Ram is explaining why a get has to have Edim. Says the Rambam, because he eshishtei yom masur l'mochum materes blayed. What about Lashvi Ishtar? It's mashman the Rambam that if it wouldn't be for the issue of Dovah Shebeirva, a get would not have to have Edim at all. Not Edim Asir, not even Edim Chasima. You could just have a piece of paper without any Edim, and it will be a kosher get. You can't do it because you need Edim on the Dovah Shebeirva. But mitzad the get itself, if not for the din of Dovah Shebeirva, the Rama holds that a get would not need Edim. What kind of star is that? If a get has to be a star, so don't you have to have Edim Lashvi Shtar?
Why does the get need to be a star?
Well, so either this Rama would be a raya to the word that we said in the Goyin, that according to Belezer, get does not have to be a shtar. Two different things. A get has to be a get, doesn't have to be a shtar. Since the chasav is not going in the edus, it's not going in the chasima, it's not going in the chasima, not going in the edim asir according to Abaye, it's only going on the ksivas aget, on the nusach aget. So in echanami, a get does not have to be a shtar. So that'll be very good in the Rambam also. So the Rambam holds in echanami, a get really does not have to be a shtar, but you need edim for the dovah shebeirva. The difference between, the only thing is, the Rambam holds that a chasima also could be made on the dovah shebeirva. That's a possibility. The other possibility is that it could be the Rambam holds that shtaris in general, according to Rabbi Elazar, don't have to have Edim. That could be. That's the machlokes, how to understand the Rambam. We talked about it. How to understand the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Mechira. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Mechira, Alach Zayin, he's talking about a shtar kinyan, Ketzav b'shtar. So the Rambam says, Kosev lo yalanir, Sodei mechuraloch, and he gives it to him, Afal pishe ein sham Edim, and it's a kosher kinyan. So the Shai, what do you mean, Afal pishe ein sham Edim? If it's ein sham Edim, then where's the shtar? So that's a shayla, how to read that Ram. So some are chayin and read that Ram. I think of Bekvega, they bring reads the Ram that way. That he means ksav yodai. Kosav loy alanir means that it has to be the moichir who writes it. So mele, you have ksav yodai. Ksav yodai is as good as Edom. Ein lecha chasim gdailam mizu. When the Ram says ein sham Edom, it means there's no other Edom but the ksav yodai. The Mer Moshe brings from Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim read the Ram literally. Afabisha ein sham Edom means if it was ksav yodai, then it wouldn't be ein sham Edom. Ksav yodai is also kind of Edom. The Ram means ein sham Edom. The Ram holds that the shtakinyan taka does not have to have Edom at all. Shtakinyan is the nusach. As long as it's nice to have Edom, that he shouldn't be able to deny it. But as far as the efficacy of the kinyan itself, afal pi she'ein shem Edom, you don't have to have any Edom at all. The shtar does not have to have Edom. Either Gemara says that the shtar that Edom is a chasav v'yalma. The Gemara says in Daf Yud that by the sugi verkois. The Gemara says that a shtakinyan without any Edom. The Gemara asks over there. The Mishnah says that kol hashtar is oilim verkois shalakim ksherim. That a shtar, even if it was drawn up by a goyish court, is kosher. So Gemara asks melech shtar raya. I understand. It's a good raya. Lemara nashayu. But by a shtar kinyan, chas b'bialmu, Gemara says two terutzim, dinam chusadino is one teretz, Gemara says another teretz, in a chenami, the Mishnah didn't mean shtar kinyan. What's the problem? According to the Rambam, a shtar doesn't have to have Edom altogether. It's afal pi she'ein sham Edom. So what's wrong with the shtar? Oilu berkai shalakum. Says the Imri Moshe, in the name of Rav Chaim, that Gemara is going like a mayor. So that, according to a mayor, Edi chasim akarsi means that the shtar has to have Edos. But according to Rav Lezer, Edi mesir akarsi means that the shtar doesn't have Edos. It's not the way we ordinarily understand it. We understand the Edim Asir Karsi to mean Edim Asir make the shtar. That's what Rashi says in Daf Tes. And Daf Yud rather. Edim Asir, Mashal Ishtar, The Rambam understood, says Rav Chaim, that Eidim Mesir Karsi means that a shtar does not have to have Eidim. You have Eidim Mesir because you need Eidim for Raya. You shouldn't be able to deny it. But if a shtar needed to have Eidim, the Eidim would have to be in the shtar. And if the Eidim don't have to be in the shtar, which is Rebbe Lezer, that means that the shtar does not have to have Eidim. You only have to have Eidim minutes. You need to have Eidim that the Meicher shouldn't deny that there was a Kinyan. But if you trust the Meicher not to deny it, so you don't have to have Eidim in the shtar. The shtar itself, like Kinyan Sudr also. Kinyan Sudr also you should have Eidim. You shouldn't be able to deny it, but the Kinyan is effective even without Eidim. Libisadi el Lashakri. So Rav Chaim learned that way, that according to the Rambam, there is no din of Eidim. According to the halacha that we pass in the Rebbe Lezer, the Rambam holds there is no din of Eidim Lashvi shtar. So the Meir Moshe, I think himself points out, I don't remember if the Meir Moshe says this, the Stami says that he's usually pretty exhausted, that this Rambam, Perek Aleph Gerishin, works very well with Rav Chaim. But the Rambam says, by a get, the only reason why you have to have Eidim is because of Dovah Shebe'erva. But Mitzad Lashvi shtar, Shitas Rambam is, you taka don't have to have Eidim Lashvi shtar. And this is all not Chidushim, this is just the Reid, but it's, you have to know the Reid as well. So let's go on to Tosfos. Tosfos continues. V'chein, shtam adas karko, shtam meche, shula kinyan karko, ve'eim eliraya, ein moil klum le'Rebbe Lezer, im yadua shal limosnu b'fnei edin. Tosfos began by saying that by every get you have to have Eidim Mesir. That's the subject matter of the heading of Tosfos is that get to need Eidim Mesir. Tosfos said at the beginning that when you give a get, there should be Eidim Mesir. Tosfos is adding v'chein, the same thing by a shtar kinyan. Tosfos lizor, you have to make sure by a shtar kinyan there are Eidim. Because since we paskin, even though it's not a dovah shebe'erva, but so we don't have the oid rogel rabbeinu tam, but we go back to the bedrock of Tosfos. Tosfos said it before that according to Blazer, Eidim Mesir make a shtar. Eidim Chasima cannot make a shtar. Tosfos had the right from the Gemara in Daf Pei Vov. So as Tosfos, that being the case, that you need Eidim Mesir to create a shtar, Eidim Chasima can't create a shtar. So the same thing is by a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan, shtar mecher, she'en l'raya, you have to have Eidim Mesir dafka, not Eidim Chasima. So it's meduyik in Tosfos, that by a shtar raya, though it's not true, by a shtar raya, you don't have to have Eidim Mesir. Shtar raya is kosher with Eidim Chasima l'chud. Shiloh, why should that be so? Why, if in fact Eidim Mesir create a shtar and you don't have a shtar without Eidim Mesir, so why does shtar raya? Why? How does a shtar raya work without Eidim Chasima? So you could say that maybe shtar raya is altogether a different animal. Maybe shtar raya has nothing to do with machlokes ablez and remeir. Machlokes ablez and remeir is when a shtar is an instrument of kinyan, an instrument of gerushin. Then we have machlokes. What creates that? Kind of shtar? Eidim Mesir, Eidim Chasima. Maybe shtar raya is b'chal different. Shtar raya is just a it's just a proof, it's an affidavit. So what's wrong with Eidim Chasima? About Eidim Chasima good enough? Doesn't Bechal belong to the Machlokes of Lezden Remeir? Is that true? Is that Shitas HaTosfos? That Shtar Raya is outside of the Machlokes of Meir and the Lezden? Any Raya from Tosfos for or against, besides the line that we're reading right now, from this Tosfos itself? So Raya and Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that Shtar Raya also belongs to the Machlokes of Meir and Melos. Shtar Parsa. When Tosfos is looking for Raya, what's the halacha? Is the halacha like Rebbe Lezer by Shah Shtar Sanat? So one of his Raya is from the Gemara about Shtar Parsa, where the Gemara says that you could be Goyva Minuchasim Nechari with the Shtar that didn't have any. That had Eidim Mesira, but didn't have Eidim Chasim, a Goyish Eidim Chasim, who don't really count. So he says it's a Raya that we pass like a Blazer B'Shar Shtaros. So that means that according to a Meir, it will be no good. According to a Meir, Eidim Mesira no good. You have to have Eidim Chasim. According to a Blazer, Eidim Chasim are good enough. Excuse me, Eidim Mesira are good enough. So to that extent, you see in Tosfos that Shtar Raya, that's a Shtar Raya. It's a Shtar Chay, but it's a Shtar Raya. So you see in Tosfos that at least that part of the Machlokes Rav Meir and Belozer, can Eidim Mesira work or not, applies to Shtar Raya as well. According to Belozer, Eidim Mesira work. According to Meir, the Messiah don't work. You have to have Eidei Chasima. That's the Machlokes, right? But Reb Elazar holds you always need Dafke the Messiah, not Eidei Chasima. And according to Meir, you need Dafke Eidei Chasima, not Eidei Messiah. So at least this part, that according to Blazer, Eidei Messiah work and Eidei Chasima don't work, Taisus says it by Shtar Rai also. So why is Taisus saying now that by Shtar Rai, Lekuli Alma Eidei Chasima good enough? Now, it seems in Taisus that it's not symmetrical. That when it comes to Shtar Rai, when it comes to Shtar Kinyan, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, they have antithetical positions. Reb Meir holds you need Dafke Eidei Chasima, Reb Elazar holds you need Dafke Eidei Messiah. Eidei Chasima are no good according to Reb Elazar, Eidei Messiah are no good according to Reb Meir. When it comes to Shtar Rai, Taisus holds that on the one hand, Eidei Messiah, Taisus can, even by Shtar Rai, Taisus holds that Eidei Messiah are only good according to Reb Elazar, not good according to Reb Meir. That's how he's able to bring the Gemara of Shtar Parsa as a Raya. You see, Eidei Messiah work. It must be that Loch is like a Blazer, because according to Reb Meir, Eidei Messiah wouldn't work. But on the other hand, the other half, do Eidei Chasima work according to a Blazer? Taisus over here says that by Shtar Rai, even Reb Elazar agrees that Eidei Chasima work. So, of course, the obvious question is why that lack of Manashach? If Shtar Rai belongs to the Machlekes Meir and Reb Elazar, so then it should be the whole package deal. According to Reb Elazar should be Dafke Eidei Messiah. According to Reb Meir should be Dafke Eidei Chasima. On the other hand, if it doesn't belong to the Machlekes Meir and Reb Elazar, if it's just a Stam affidavit, it's a different kind of Shtar Bechlal. So what does Taisus want from Shtar Parso? Like, why does he apply the Machlekes between Reb Elazar and Reb Meir to a Shtar Raya, which is Bechlal, a different kind of Shtar? Let's put that on a back burner. But that's got to be aware of this issue in Taisus. Why does Taisus think that a Shtar Raya, Eidei Chasima by a Shtar Raya, good l'kuliyam? Then Taisus goes on, and here we come to the very knotty line in Taisus, very difficult line. Umiu yesh l'chalak. Taisus is going on this v'chein. He just said that by Shtar Kinyan you have to have Eidei Messiah too. Says Taisus, yesh l'chalak. Maybe by Shtar Kinyan you don't have to have Eidei Messiah according to Reb Elazar. Maybe Eidei Chasima good enough. The inyan moment the mahani haydos baldin kamei eidim sagi be Eidei Chasima b'mokim haydos baldin. Aval b'kiddushin v'gerushin loy mahani haydos baldin mishun demechayev lacher. The b'kiddushin osu lakayvim v'gerushin osu lakayev. Says Taisus. So chiddush. Taisus not 100% sure. Miu yesh lachalik. Taisus raises the possibility that maybe by Ashtar Kinyan, since haydos baldin works by Ashtar Kinyan, by Kinyonim, rather, by Kinyonim, Haidos Baldin works. I mean, Baldin has an emonus, there's an emonus of Haidos Baldin. There's a concept of Haidos Baldin. By Gerishin and Kiddushin, there's no Haidos Baldin, it's Havla Acherim, Taisus holds. But by Kinyonim, there's a concept of Haidos Baldin. So therefore, Eidei Chasima are good enough. No. So, of course, the obvious question, what does Haidos Baldin have to do with Eidei Chasima? Manashach, if Haidos Baldin works, then why do you have to have Eidei Chasima? Taisus is not saying you don't even have to have Eidei Chasima. We saw the Rambam, Perek Aleph Mechir, the way Rav Chaim reads the Rambam, says you don't even have to have Eidei Mechir. I think Rav Chaim said in the Rambam that it works within Haidos Baldin. That the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Haidos Baldin is b'mokum the Eidei Mechir. The reason why the Rambam holds that Afal Pish Ein Shem Eidim, that a Shtar does not have to have Eidim at all, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam says that the Rav Chaim said because Haidos Baldin is b'mokum Eidei Mechir. According to Rav Meir, you need Eidei Chasima, so that's you have to have Eidei Chasima. According to Reb Elazar, you don't have to have Eidim at all because Haidos Baldin is b'mokum Eidei Messir. If I'm not mistaken. That's possible. But then you don't even have to have Eidei Chasima. There could be a spar. You could say that Haidos Baldin, what's the idea of Eidim? It should be verifiable later. Well, it's verifiable later with Haidos Baldin. The Bali Din saw the Kenyan. It could be made later. So maybe Haidos Baldin, well, that's a shaila by itself. Could Haidos Baldin work to create b'mokum Eidei Messir? Ramban and Magarish entertains the possibility. Maybe Haidos Baldin, the Baldin is Maida that he gave over the Shtar. Maybe that's good enough instead of Eidei Messir. Who says you have to have Eidei Messir? You'll have the Haidov, the Bali HaMessir. The Bali Din are Maida that there was a Messir. Maybe that's good enough to create a Shtar. But then I shouldn't need Eidei Chasima. Taisus is not saying you don't need Eidei Chasima. Taisus says, you need Eidei Chasima. Mahani Eidei Chasima. Elamai, Haidos Baldin by itself is not good enough. because who says that they're going to be moedim? Some, that's the pshat. A dos balin maybe is not good enough to make a shtar, because what guarantee do we have that the baladin are going to be moedim later? Edim, we assume, are going to tell the truth. Edim have a nemonis, we assume. If there were edim there, we'll be able to ask the edim and they'll tell us the truth. Hoidos baldin, just because the baladin were present, who says that they're going to be moedim later? What happened? You don't have hoidos baldin, you have baladin. But who says you're going to have hoidos baldin? So maybe hoidos baldin is not good to create a shtar. Listen, in the back of your sardis, how did the chasim were? Elamai, the Eidei Chasima tell me that there was a Mesira. So then we're back where we started. That, so then they should work by Gittin V'Kiddushin too. The Eidei Chasima will tell me there was a Mesira. Elamai, they can't because they didn't see the Mesira. So what's the Tzirif of time? What's the Tzirif over here? Because Hoidos Baldin is, because by Kinyonim you have Hoidos Baldin, so Mimela, Eidei Chasima are going to work. Doesn't seem to. But if I prove the Mesira, then why can't I just have proven the Mesira and stop there? What do I need to do? If I prove the Mesira... But what kind of proof do I have here? What proof do I have here that there was Haidoya? If the Haidoya is in the Mesira itself, let's say the Mesira, there, I think the Ramban has a lashon, that the Mesira itself is Haidoya. So let's say over here, I'm going to use the Eidei Chasima to prove that there was a Mesira, which is equivalent to Haidoya. But if the Eidei Chasima can somehow prove to me that there was a Mesira,
yeah.
They somehow made it to me on the Mesira.
No, they proved to me that there was a
Mesira. How they prove it? Like an Ansari.
Yeah.
So the Eidei Chasima making an Ansari that there was a Mesira. Since it's an Ansari that there was a Mesira, so now I have a Hidos Baldin. And Hidos Baldin will create the star. But if the Hidos Baldin is built on an Ansari, so how can it be stronger than the Ansari itself? If an Ansari itself can't create a star, so how can the Hidos Baldin, which I only know about through an Ansari, create a star? If I knew, let's say I could somehow know that there was a Mesira.
Yeah.
So then I wouldn't need anything more. What do I need a door for it? The Mesira just to tell me that there was a Mesira. So if I know that there was a Mesira, then I could stop right there.
No, but I need Eidos on the Mesira. There's a finish by Mom and Nina saying you can have Eidos on the Mesira.
I mean, it's like an extra halacha, that even though I know for sure there was a Mesira, but it's not enough to know that there was a Mesira, I have to have Eidos from. I need to have Eidos in the Mesira. And then we'll say that here we have. I have an Ansari, let's say, that there was a Mesira, but the Mesira itself doesn't create. The Mesira itself.
Like the Rashman Kedusha, I need ADQ for a moment, it's also just a habit, I have the other as well.
But the Kim Adavar, the Kim of the Shvishtara, we're talking here in Kinyanim, so the Kim of the Shvishtara has to be through Haidoya, it can't be through an Ansari. An Ansari can't create a star, you need to have Haidoya. But I could have such a Haidoya that I know about through an Ansari. And then we'll say, Rav Bochber works along these lines. I want to get the Tzubistach. I don't know, I wasn't Nichol with Rav Bochber. What? I think he says along these lines. It's hard for me to understand how. If we know there was a Mesira, so we know it through an Ansari.
Because you need Kiyum by Momenus also. I mean, that's the Rashman condition on Tzalachay. That Momenus also requires Kiyum, just that when I have Odas Balde, then I can do Kiyum Ayde Oda.
For the Kiyum of the Kinyan or for the Kiyum of the Shtar? Well,
I would say
if it's for the Kinyan, that will see the Tzais in a minute. I mean, we're running out of time, but that will see. Oh, not so. That will see the Tzais in a minute. That's going to be the Tzais, and then you know, let's go one thing at a time. So that's the question. We're going to try to go through this methodically. So the problem in Tzais is, what's the Tzir for timing? Is Mitzaref Haidoyz Baldin together with Eidei Chasim Imanoshach? If you have Haidoyz Baldin, then what do you need Eidei Chasima? And if you don't have Haidoyz Baldin, we don't know that the Baldin is going to be made. So what did Eidei Chasima? Then what did Eidei Chasima give me? Elamai, Eidei Chasima tell me that there was Haidoyz Baldin. So because they tell me that there was a Mesira, so why can't Eidei Chasima tell me there was a Mesira and stop right there? That itself should be Machshud again. So choice. in Siman Mem Beis says a pshat in this Tosis. So he says, that Tosis holds as follows. Tosis holds that, at least now, in this last line, Tosis is being chosen to say that really to create a star, hirichasim are good enough. You don't need any Mesir. Even though we pass like a Belezer, any Mesir Karsi, hirichasim also could create a star. A 180-degree turnabout in Tosis. Tosis now is turning around and he's holding sort of like the riff that Eidei Chasima could also create a shtar. I said, why do you have to have Eidei Mesir? You have to have Eidei Mesir because of the kiyum of the Dovah Sheberva. Ein Dovah Sheberva Pachos Mishnayim. For that, Tosis holds that Eidei Chasima not good enough, you have to have Eidei Mesir. Therefore, by a get, you have to have Eidei Mesir because it's a Dovah Sheberva. By a kinyan, where it's not a Dovah Sheberva, you don't have to have Eidei Mesir. Therefore, you could rely on the Eidei Chasim. So what's Tosis talking about Hadas Baldin? Why does Tosis bring Hadas Baldin into the issue? Says the Tosis, that really by Momenus, this is the Tosis Shita Becha, the Tosis has a Chiddush, that by Momenus you also need Eidei Lekiyum Adav. That Mr. Rishonim asks. The Rashba talks about it. How do we know that Eidei, that Dovah Sheberva needs Eidei? We learn that Dovah Mimamon. So how can it be that by Momen you don't need Eidim L'kiyem HaDovah, like this Adi El Shakri, and by Dovah Sheberva you have to have Eidim L'kiyem HaDovah? The whole source for that Dovah Sheberva needs Eidim is from Momenus, and by Momenus you don't need Eidim L'kiyem HaDovah, you only need Eidim L'var. So how can Dovah Sheberva be more Chomer than Momen? So the choice is Mechadish, that by Emes by Momenus, everybody talks about this Kashu Pnei Yeshua, the choice, the Rashba. Rashba comes first. The Pnei Yeshua says a teretz to this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua says that Dovah Sheberva by its nature, if people don't know about it, so then it didn't happen, because to be an association means that she's also in the whole world. So if the world doesn't know about it and has no way to find out about it, then what does it mean for her to be an association? So by definition, arayos have to be verifiable, otherwise it doesn't mean anything. That's why you need Eidim L'kiyum HaDovah. Mashenki my moment is bilus means something even if nobody knows about it. It's nice that people know about it too, but Be'etzim, momentus has meaning without it necessarily being known to other people. The Tzoyis, however, because the Tzoyis is Mechadish, the Tzoyis says that in Echanami, momentus needs Eidim L'kiyum HaDovah too. And if I sell you something and there's no Eidim L'kiyum HaDovah, then it's not sold, the Kinyan's not Chal. But we know it's Tinoiki Shul B'Shavim, and everybody knows that a Kinyan doesn't have to have Eidim. Says the Tzoyis, that's because Hadas Baldin is B'mokam Eidim. The fact, if I sell you something, even though there's nobody else there except for you and me, but you and I are there. I want to make sure it's right. It's being recorded. We're present, so we could be mekayim. So we have the hidos baldin. So you have hidos baldin. That's the kiyum adover. Vashenkim, I get in the kiddushin where it's chav lacherim. So you don't have hidos baldin. So therefore you have to have eidim the kiyum adover. But really, mamonis also needs eidim the kiyum adover. Says the tzais. That's the pshat in this tzais. When tzais says that by kinyan you have hidos baldin, he means you have hidos baldin for the kiyum adover. For the Ashviyish Torah, Hadas Baldin is not good enough. For Ashviyish Torah, you have to have Eidim. Either Eidim is Sir, Eidim Chasima. Eidim Chasima good enough. The Shtar is created with Eidim Chasima. You can't create a Shtar with Hadas Baldin. A Shtar has to be created with Eidim. Eidim Chasima could create a Shtar. So why can't you just have it? But by getting the Kiddushin, you have an additional problem that it's a Dovah Sheberva. So to take care of the Dovah Sheberva, you have to have Eidim Asira. By Shtari Kinyan, you don't need Eidim Asira for the Kiyam Adovah. Because the Kiyam HaDover is with Eidos Baldin. So you have Eidos Baldin, the Kiyam HaDover. You have Eidei Chasima for the Ashviyish Torah, and that's all you need. Ad kan the Tzoyis. That's how the Tzoyis understands Tzoyis. It's Ramish incredible. It comes out that Tzoyis' Mama is turning around on a dime. The whole Tzoyis up from there was to prove that according to Abel Ezra, Eidei Mesir, Dafka, Karsi, Eidei Chasima are not Kairis, Now Tosis in this last line, Mir Yesh Lachalik is saying, no, it's not true. La'ola and Eidei Chasima are also kairos. You can make a get with Eidei Chasima. You can make a shtar with Eidei Chasima. The only thing is that you have to have Eidei Mesir Lekima Dover. By shtar kin, you don't need Eidei. You don't need Eidei Mesir Lekima Dover because you have a dos baldin Lekima Dover. So the Chayin I'm asking this Tosis. So Pella Rav. Yeah, what's the Hashem Dover?
I was
going
to ask, how does he going to do good? What's he going to
do good?
It's questioning, referencing Tosfos on Yidden Beis Chasvama. It says that the Yidden Chasimah are good because they know that Yidden Chasimah were there.
Again?
The
Tosfos
on
Yidden Beis Chasvama. Right.
But the Yidden Chasimah Kasher, when, of course, when it failed because they know that Yidden Chasimah were there.
The Yidden Chasimah
Kasher.
I'm not
following. That we wouldn't believe
Yidden
Chasimah alone.
Right.
Because they know that the
Yidden Chasimah were there. Mistama Bechshon Asi, mean that fine, but you need to have Eidei Mesira there. For the Kima Dover, for the Dover Shbev, you need to have had Eidei Mesira there. Eidei Chasimah may be a riot if there were Eidei Mesira there, but there have to have been Eidei Mesira there, otherwise you don't have the Kima Dover of the Dover Shbev.
The Kima Dover is based on the Mesira.
You know, I'm not sure that I'm understanding your question, that I should be in, that if...
Rabbi's saying that the Dover Shbev or the Eidei Chasimah.
What the Tosfos is saying is, that you, when you have a shtar kinyan or a get for that matter, you have to have two things. First of all, you have to establish, was this a shtar? For that, you need edus. Hidos baldin cannot create a shtar. Shtar by definition has to be an edus. But for that, edi chasim is good enough. And then there's a second thing you have to establish: do I have edim lekiyam adover? Edi chasim are not good lekiyam adover because they didn't see the kiyam adover. They didn't see the gerishim. They didn't see the kinyan for that matter. They can create the shtar. They saw the dasam is high, but they can't create the. But they didn't see the kinyan. So where's the Eidus Lekiyam Adover in the Kenyan? And the Tosfos holds that even my mom is in Eidim Lekiyam Adover. But that Tosfos says that by Kittim Kiddushin and Chenami, that's why you need to have Eidim Mesira. And by Shtari Mecher, so that you have Eidus Baldin for the Kiyam Adover. So it's two things you always have. There's always a checklist. Every time you see a Shtar, you have to say, was there a Shtar? That's dependent on Eidim Mesira, or even Eidim Chasima, Af Eidim Mesira. Even Eidim Chasima good enough. Then you have another thing on the checklist. Do I have Eidim Lekiyam Adover? By getting the Kiddushin, I don't. That's why I need to have Eidim Mesir, according to Belezer. By Shtari Kinyan, I have Haidos Baldin. Haidos Baldin is good enough for Kiyam Adov. So the Pella, yeah.
So why doesn't Haidos Baldin work by the Kiyam Adov?
Because it's Chav Lacher. Because it's Chav Lacher.
Otherwise it would have worked.
Haidos Baldin would have worked by getting the Kiddushin, the Kiyam Adov, except that it's Chav Lacher. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, why doesn't Haidos Baldin work by Kiddushin? The Gemara says because it's Chav Lachem. As far as that goes, that's a Gemara Mefureshes. The Pella is, what are you going to do with the Gemara in that Pevav? The whole Tosfos, up till now, Tosfos was set out to prove that according to Abelezer, to create a star, you need to have Eidei Chasima, not Eidei Mesir. You need to have Eidei Mesir, not Eidei Chasima. Because the Gemara says in that Pevav, that according to Abelezer, you have to have Eidei Mesir, you have to know Behemin Eim Megasha, because you need Nesina Lishma. What do you mean you have a Nesina Lishma? You have Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima, Meshulashim. Eidei Chasima is the Eidei Chasima Lishma. Why does Eidei Mesir have to be Lishma? It must be that according to Abelezer, Eidei Chasima can't create a star. A star is created with Eidei Mesir. Now the Tzitz is telling me that you can create a star with Eidei Chasima too. The only reason why you have to have Eidei Mesir is for the Dova Shebe'erva. So why do you have to have Eidei Mesir's Lishma? As far as the get is concerned, Eidei Chasima created the get. You only need Eidei Mesir for the Dover Shebe'erva. For the Eidei Mesir Dika Eidus, excuse me, for the Dover Shebe'erva Dika Eidus, you don't need the Shema. The Raya, Tosfos holds that even according to Rameir, you need Eidim for the Dover Shebe'erva. Oid Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Loimer, that Rameir also agrees that for the Dover Shebe'erva, you have to have Eidei Mesir. And yet the Gemara says in Pevav that according to Rameir, you don't have to have Eidei Mesir Lishma. Rav Chaim explained, because the Eidim of the Dovah Shebe'erva don't have to be Lishma, the Eidim of the Ashwiyah Shtar have to be Lishma. Now Tosfos is coming along and he's telling me, according to the Ksois, that really Eidei Chasima could create a Shtar too. You only need Eidei Mesir for the Dovah Shebe'erva, so why did Eidei Mesir have to be made Lishma? The whole Raya of Tosfos against the Rif and the Ram was from the Gemara and Pevav. What's the Tosfos now is changing his mind, he's reverting to the Rif, then what's he going to do with the Gemara and Pevav? So they could have said like the Ramban in the beginning, but Tosfos brought the Raya. So if he's changing his mind about the Raya, then he should say so. The whole Tosfos was to bring a Raya from the Gemara and Pevav that Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesir, Dafka Karsi, not Eidei Chasima. If now he's changing his mind and now he holds it's not a raya, then he has to explain to me what he does with the raya. Everybody has to understand. This ksois is very, very difficult. Okay, well, if not the ksois, then what do we do with ksois? So here's another possible pshat in Tosfos. Maybe a pashut of pshat. Goes back to this. We already saw in Tosfos that Tosfos holds that Eidei Chasima are not good for the Dovah Sheberva. Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Leimer. Eidei Chasima are not good for the Kima of the Dovah Sheberva. Even according to Amer, you have to have Eidei Mesir for the Kima Dovah. Now the Rambam holds that they are good. Eidei Chasima themselves can be Mekayim of Dovah Sheberva. Tosfos holds not. So we said a few minutes ago that the Hesber in that is that Tosfos holds that Eidei Chasima are not made on the Gershon itself. The Eidei Chasima are made in the Dasa Mischayev, that the Baal was Mischayev, that the get should be Mechayev him. That the get should be the instrument by which he frees his wife. Or by Shtar Kinyan, the Meicher is Mischayev, that the Shtar should be the instrument that will serve as a Rai against him, and therefore as a Kinyan against him. But the Eidei Chasima are not made, they didn't see. It's Bekitzer. Tosfos apparently holds that the Chasim are not made on the Gershon itself. They're made on the Dasa Mischayev. They're not made on the Gershon. Kitzer is better. If the Eidei Mesir would be made on the Gershon itself, then they would work for the Dovah Sheberva. Since you see in Tosfos that the Eidei Chasim don't work on the Dovah Sheberva, apparently Tosfos holds that the Chasim are not made on the Kinyan itself. They're made on the Dasa Mischayev. That's step one. So now, perhaps we could say step two. That Tosfos holds that is good for the reason why Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Chasima are not Kairos. Why does Rabbi Elazar hold that you need Eidei Mesir and not Eidei Chasima? Okay, so both ways. Why does Rabbi Meir hold Eidei Mesir not good? Why does Rabbi Elazar hold Eidei Chasima not good? So why Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Mesir not good? Could be many possibilities. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds the Eidim have to be in the Shtar. The Eidim Shiv Shtar has to be in the Shtar. Eidei Mesir not in the Shtar. Or maybe Rabbi Meir holds you need L'man Yamdu Yomim Rabim. Even by a get, maybe he holds you need Yomim Rabim. Eidei Mesir not Yomim Rabim. Could be other possibilities. Rabbi Meir holds you have to have Eidei Chasima Dafke. Eidei Mesir can't create a Shtar. But the other way around, why does Reb Lezer hold that Eidei Chasima cannot create a Shtar? What's wrong with Eidei Chasima? So there's also various possibilities. But one possibility is that Tosfos holds that the reason why rejects Eidei Chasima is dafka because Rabbi Elazar holds that the Edim who create the Shtar have to be made on the Kinyan. And since Eidei Chasima don't see the Kinyan, all they see is the Dasa Mischayev. So they can't be, their Eidos is not sufficient to create a Shtar. Whereas Rabbi Elazar holds that the reason why you need Eidei Mesir is because Rabbi Elazar holds that Eidei Hashtar have to see the Kinyan. They can't be made and Eidei Chasima did not see the Kinyan. Raya Ladova. We saw in Tosfos the right before the end. The Tosfos says that by a shtar raya, Rabbi Elazar agrees Eidei Chasima good. Even before he got to this last Miu Yesh Lechalik, his last big bombshell that by a shtar kinyan you could use Eidei Chasima. Before, when Tosfos thought by a shtar kinyan you need Eidei Mesir Dafka. Nonetheless, Tosfos said it's only because they're Einim L'raya. But a shtar raya, Tosfos said that Eidei Chasima is certainly good enough. So yes, why? We know that according to that, but even by a shtar raya, Rav Meir would not allow Eidei Mesira. That was the Gemara Shtar Parso. Tosfos had a raya from Shtar Parso that we don't pass like a Meir. So Rav Meir doesn't allow Eidei Mesira even by a shtar raya. So why does Tosfos say that Rabbi Elazar would allow Eidei Chasima by a shtar raya? We asked this a few minutes ago. So this is maybe a raya that Tosfos understood that the reason why Rabbi Elazar does not allow Eidei Chasima is because Eidei Chasima are not made on the Kinyan. They're only made on the Dasa Mischayev. Dasa Mischayev is not enough. That's by a shtar kinyan. The shtar kinyan has to have edim in it. Reb Lezer holds that shtar kinyan, the edim that create the shtar kinyan, have to see the kinyan. But by a shtar raya, where the shtar is only made. What's the shtar made? The shtar is made that. What's the shtar made? The shtar by a shtar raya. The shtar is just made l'raya. It's made that. Well, in effect, it's made on the hidoy of the nisim. That's what it's really made on. The shtar raya is made. Even if you have any messiah, they don't have to see the talva. They have to see the hidoy of the malva, the hidoy of the loiva rather. By a shtar raya, if the edim chasima did see the hidoy of the mischayev, let's say by a shtar raya, by a shtar chayv, the edim chasima saw that the loiva told them right up an IOU. That means they saw the hidoy of the loiva. So what more do you need? So in such a case, Rebbe Lezer would agree that Eidah Chasim are good enough. Now, Rebbe Lezer is not against Eidah Spiksav. That's the point that I want to bring out. Rebbe Lezer is not against Eidah Spiksav in principle. He agrees he could have Eidah Spiksav. You see that Laraya use Eidah Spiksav. A shtar is good Laraya, even according to Rebbe Lezer. What Rebbe Lezer is against is the idea that you could have a shtar kinyan where the Eidim who created the shtar didn't even see the kinyan. The Eidim have to make a shtar kinyan, the Eidim have to see the kinyan. They have to be made on the kinyan. If they didn't see the kinyan, then how could they be made on the kinyan? How could that be? How could they create a shtar kinyan? But by a shtar raya, all the shtar is doing is being made on the hidoy of the loiva. So Eidah Chasim also saw the hidoy of the loiva. So therefore said Tosus is the dover pashut that by a shtar raya, everybody would agree that Eidah Chasim are good enough. Why should Rebbe Lezer disagree? Rebbe Lezer only requires Eidah Masir because he requires Eidah who saw the kinyan. With Lu Yitzur, you could have Eidim Biksav, Eidim Chasimah, who actually saw the Kenyan, then Rebbe Lezer would also agree that Eidim Chasimah good enough. The problem is that you don't have that. Eidim Chasimah never see the Kenyan. If they saw the Kenyan, then they're Eidim Asir. But by Yishtar Raya, then it's fine. So now we can go another step further and say, the Mir Yesh L'Chalak, Tosin now is being Mechadish, that maybe, even by Yishtar Kenyan, maybe it's still not necessary that Eidim should see the Kenyan. Maybe it's enough, even by a shtar kinyan, if Eidim see the Haidoya. Because if Eidim see the Haidoya, so the Haidoya, seeing the Haidoya, Tosfos is suggesting now, he's not sure. L'raya, all you need is to see the Haidoya. But now Tosfos is going a step further and he's saying, maybe even by a shtar kinyan, if Eidim saw the Haidoya, then seeing the Haidoya is tantamount to seeing the kinyan itself. Because after all, Haidoya is also good. Haidoya is also a raya. So since the Eidim is serious, saw the Haidoya's baldin. They see the loiva being mischayev, telling him to write a shtar. The meicher, let's say, it's the shtar kinyan. The meicher, they see the meicher telling him to write a shtar kinyan.